It is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Good.
You ready for the 4th of July weekend?
Yes, sir. It started yesterday.
Yeah.
It's packed down here.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Beaches are a mob scene.
I can imagine any trip down the Garden State Parkway is not going to be enjoyable this weekend.
Nope.
Yeah. So
I'm dropping anchor. I'm staying here.
That's exactly right. Well, all right, let's drop anchor in sports and talk a little bit about what's going on in sports. It's pretty interesting, a couple of the stories. Now, listen. I don't like to offend anybody. I do occasionally. FedEx has requested the Washington Redskins change the team name. FedEx, if you're upset with the Washington Redskins name, just stop your contract.
Yep. Take your name off the building.
Take your name off the building. You know, whether you like the Washington being called the Redskins or not, it's an individual thing. You don't like it. But as long as the team ownership owns it and don't want to do it, you know what? Hurt them in the pocketbook. If you really believe that, take your name off and don't give them money for the naming rights.
That's
period.
What I always say. If you don't like something that's going on, don't support it.
That's it. I mean, it's a very simple thing. If football,
or buy the team and change the name yourself.
Yeah. If you're a football fan and you're a sports fan and you don't like the name of the team, don't support it. I mean, you do it in life. You do it with people you know, with people you know, with businesses.
Yep.
If you don't like the way they practice their business, don't support it. You know, sooner or later, it'll make a difference that way. But
I mean,
we said
jokingly how teams' names offend people, and it's only a matter of time until the Yankees and the Cowboys have to change their names. Well, in today's sick society, that's a possibility now. It's ridiculous.
So there's that
story. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not saying to people who don't like the name of the team they're wrong. I'm just saying you don't like it, don't support it. Yeah. You can let them know you don't like it and then just stop supporting it. Don't buy tickets, don't buy merchandise. If you're FedEx, take your name off the stadium. No court in the land is going to deny you the right to break that contract. It's just not going to happen.
I wouldn't go that far yet because there's been some crazy things happening. Yeah. But as far as you're saying about not supporting it, that's exactly the way you should do it.
All right. And, hey, Antonio Brown has been practicing with Russell Wilson.
He should be practicing with Kaepernick, the birds of a feather, you know? Antonio Brown.
And how about these Major League Baseball players that are opting out of their contracts and not going to play this year?
Good.
Yeah.
The heck with them.
Yeah.
Don't play. Don't expect to get paid.
Oh, they don't.
Don't play. That's all.
I'll give them credit. They don't. They don't expect to get paid. They're opting out of their contract for just 1 year. And so far, the teams are allowing this.
Now I disagree with that. If you have a multi-year deal and you're opting out for this year, well, you're opting out for everything. You're a free agent. Goodbye. Go play wherever you want. That's the way I would deal with it. Not just 1 year. I mean, my nephew's playing baseball for free in Wisconsin right now. They're fine.
Well, here locally, Willie Yan made it to the minor leagues, Housatonic Valley Regional High School graduate for the Baltimore Orioles. And Major League Baseball canceled
all the minor league season games.
So you know what Willie did? This is great. He got himself a job, but he formed a baseball team, and they go around now and they play exhibition games against other teams.
Good,
because
like semi-pro ball.
Well, he loves the game. He
mm-hmm.
loves the game, and he's a talented player, and he's a young man, and he's just doing.
You have to play. You can't miss a season.
He's doing the right thing. He's formed his own damn team. I think that's pretty impressive.
No, I give him all the credit in the world for that.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. You need to play the sport,
yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see that if the major league season does come off, that when people get injured, where are they going to replace them? Because you have no minor league system.
Yeah.
Where is the fund of players going to come from that retool? Remember last year with the Yankees with all the injuries and how many people they had come up from the minor leagues?
Yep.
Well, you don't have that this year. How is it going to work?
Yeah.
You can't go and call up Joe Smith living in the middle of Nebraska and say, hey, guess what? So-and-so's hurt. We need you to play now. Well, you're not in condition to play.
Yeah.
So how are you going to fill a roster? I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. They're making too many exceptions to have this thing work.
All right. Hey, is there any racing coming up this weekend?
Yeah. Do you know it's only 2 weeks till Saratoga opens?
Isn't that amazing? It's you lose track of time with this whole everything that's going on.
But it's insane. It's like, really?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, here's a good story for you before we get into our picks. Monmouth Park opened for betting yesterday.
Yeah.
Only problem was you couldn't bet. A friend of mine went over there yesterday. He went there early to bet. I don't know why they went so early, but they went early. And all the machines were closed. You couldn't bet. You couldn't buy anything to eat or drink. That was all closed. You can't bring anything in with you to eat or drink. And they sat there for several hours until they said, Governor Murphy forgot to sign something, so you can't bet today. How's that?
That's pretty stupid.
Monmouth Park, the place that never ceases to amaze.
I hope he signed it for today.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
All right, well, let's check the picks, the Cozzy picks.
Well, we're going to Belmont. They've got a big weekend of racing tomorrow for the 4th of July with a bunch of stakes races. Taking into mind the way that the track played last time when they souped it up for Belmont Day. We'll go with that, figuring it's going to be the same. The eighth race is the Grade 3 Poker, 1 mile on the turf. Draws probably 8 horses going to post here. 2 horses I'm looking at. One is right down on the inside, Dream Friend at 8-1. This horse has all the speed in the world, and unless Belmont gets hit with a deluge today, the turf course is as hard as a rock. This horse sits the rail, breaks on top, could make every pole and winning one. So we're going to go with Dream Friend in our exacta. This is again one of these Chad Brown derbies tomorrow. He only has 2 in this race though. And I'm going to use one of his. I'm going to use the number 2 horse, Valid Point. This horse started off 3-for-3 lifetime, went to the Shadwell Grade 1 at Keeneland in the fall and just totally fell apart. So we'll give that horse a pass on this. He's working out pretty good at Belmont on the turf course, and he'll be my top pick tomorrow in the poker. So a 1-2-2-1 exacta box with the 2 to win in the 8th race at Belmont. Post time for that race is at 5:13. The 9th race right after that is the Met Mile, going a mile on the dirt. This draws 8 horses before scratches. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. Well, actually, I'm going to go with 3 horses in here. The 5 Code of Honor is cutting back to the 1-turn mile. It depends how the track plays tomorrow because he's an off the pace horse. If it plays the same way it played Belmont Day, it greatly diminishes his chances. If the track's a little bit legit, you have to put Code of Honor in your number. So we're going to start by using the 5, and the same can be said for the 4 horse, Hog Creek Hustle. This horse has won 1 race in the last 2 years, and that was on Belmont Day last year when it won the Woody Stevens at Belmont. So this horse likes the turf course. If the course is playing legit, that's another horse you have to use in your exacta. But my top pick either way, whether it's legit or speed favoring, is the 2 horse, Vekoma. If you look into the past performances for this horse, every time this horse has run 1 turn 4 times in his life, he's 4-for-4 in the winner's circle. So the 2 horse, Vekoma, trained by George Weaver, is going to be my top pick in the Met Mile tomorrow. And hopefully we can use the 5 or the 4 to round up some decent paying exactas as long as the track's playing fair. The 10th race is the Grade 1 Manhattan, 1.25 miles on the inner turf course. 8 horses line up for this race. Real tough race here. The Chad Brown Derby comes back here. He's got a couple in this one again. He's got 3 in this one tomorrow. So just again, Chad Brown is the better's enemy because of all the horses he puts in. You don't get fair value on the ones that you should. I'm going to go all the way to the outside here. I'm going to use the 8, Spooky Channel, on top. This horse wins races. He's raced 12 times in the last 2 years. Never hit the board except for 7 wins. So it's all or nothing with Spooky Channel, and I think it's going to be all for him again tomorrow. He's coming off a real nice race going a mile and a 16th, two turns at Churchill Downs with a win. Prior to that, he's run some marathons down at Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream's turf course played a little crazy, but I think this horse at Belmont Park tomorrow fits real nice. Got some nice works on the turf for Churchill coming in for this race for Brian Lynch, and I think he gets the job done at 15-1 in the morning line. So we're going to go with a big one here with Spooky Channel, and we're going to make an exacta with another horse that's pretty decent in price. That's the three-horse Cross Border. This horse has raced three times at Belmont, hit the board twice, coming off a rest from January to June, ran a respectable second on a front end in a mile race at Belmont Park to tighten him up for this one. So I think all systems are going to be go with Cross Border. So a 3883 exacta box. And then the last race of the day is the biggest one of the day. It's the Suburban Handicap. That's a grade two going a mile and a quarter for older horses on the dirt. I'm going to go with the six horse, Sir Winston here. This horse, if you remember, won the Belmont last year. He's 3-for-3 over the track with one win in 2 seconds. He comes into this off of a tightener in the flat out in the slop when he ran an even race for second at even money. At 7-2 with Rosario, he's a big money rider, probably the biggest in this race tomorrow. I think he gets the job done with Sir Winston. So in the Suburban tomorrow, we're going to go with the six Sir Winston to take down the big money. So nice day of racing tomorrow at Belmont. Just the same people can't go out to enjoy it.
All right. Still not allowing people out to the tracks, right?
Well, Monmouth Park is, but you can't bet. So
you can't bet. You can't
but Belmont is not allowing people, no.
You can't bet. You can't buy food. You can't
bring your own. Can't buy food. You can sit there in 95-degree heat and enjoy the sun, but you can't get a soda to drink.
And you can't bring your own food in.
Can't bring your own.
Stay home. Watch us. Stay
only
home.
In Monmouth Park. So I don't know what the reason is to go there, but... So we'll turn the page on yesterday and see what happens there today. I won't be on site to let you know how it goes, but there's a few minions I know that are trying to get in there today, so I'm sure I'll have some feedback for you.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend and happy 4th.
Happy 4th, folks. Enjoy it. Stay safe, and speak to you again next week. Hey, maybe soon we can start coming back more than once a week.
I'm thinking now maybe next week we can start on Mondays and Fridays.
All right.
Does that sound all right to you?
Absolutely. I'll be here Monday for you.
So we'll start to phase it back in with Mondays and Fridays beginning next week.
Yeah, and let's just hope we don't get shut down again.
That's right. All right. Have a great weekend, Mike.
You too, guys. Have a great 4th of July.
All right, bye-bye. I'm Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.